Star 106 3 with Lakey and Lance this morning. I really like this show. It premiered this time last week. 8:30 on Win again tonight is The Wrong Girl with Jessica Murray. We spoke to Ian Meadows last week. Mm-hmm. One half of the developing love triangle, me reckons. We've got the hot new celebrity chef on set this morning, Rob Collins. I tell you what, Bobby Collins, you can come to my house and cook me breakfast anytime.
Oh, there's an intro you don't get all the time.
If you knew how well I cook in real life, you wouldn't want me in your house, mate.
Is that so?
Can you not cook at all, Rob?
Oh, look, I'm being unkind. I can cook.
Like toast and stuff.
Well, yeah,
It's a specialty dish, Lancey.
How's the role been, Jack Winters? How's playing this role been for you?
Oh, look, it was good. It was really good fun. I kind of, because the cast are like all these amazing, funny people.
Okay.
And Jack's cool. He's not funny, but, you know, and so most days on set, I kind of felt like there was a party that I was missing out on. Because you've got people like Hamish Blake, David Wood, Kristen Leon Brown, Cecilia Peters, like all these people that specialise in comedy, and me who doesn't. But you know, I respect Jack's there to do his own thing. He's the, you know, the cool kind of steady character in this crazy world of the breakfast bar.
Yeah.
So look, it was a great fun and a really, really good bunch of people. God, we had so much fun off set.
That's the allure, though, isn't it, of the new hot, new hunky chef on set. He doesn't give you too much at start.
He didn't give you anything.
So you think, oh, what's the attraction there? What's the attraction? Dare I say a love scene coming in a couple of episodes' time. Did you take any pointers from Ian Meadows in the first? Because that was a good love scene in that first episode.
No, I didn't take any pointers from
that. You don't need them. Hey, how was it, though, in that first episode when your character Jack is playing opposite Jess's character Lily and you're just giving her donuts when she offers you to give you that champagne and you just hand them on to the other ladies at the bar and you're just like not having a bar of it? Very entertaining.
Oh, yeah, you know, I love that stuff. You know, I'd much prefer to play mean than to play loving. So, you know, the opportunity to brush Jeff Murray off, I jumped at the chance.
Yeah, no one would ever do that in real life.
Yeah, because you guys had to, like, before you got guaranteed the part, you had to sort of stand next to her with Ian Meadows as well, and they had to check that you had chemistry not only on the screen but off the screen as well, I hear.
Yeah, that was full on. I mean, I didn't test with Ian. I did a test with Jess Murray. I think it was my second or third callback here in Sydney. Mm-hmm. And what ordinarily is a pretty high-pressure, awful experience was actually quite fun. Like, the whole crew were just really excited about the project. And Jess was really, really a calming influence in that last test. So, you know, if I did good work, obviously I did. I got the part. It's all due to Jess and how comfortable she made the room.
Mm. Oh, well, that's good. And you do play the chef, and we thought, you know what, just so we can make sure that you are fully qualified to be a fake TV chef, we're going to give you a little bit of a food quiz. We've got a bit of a game here. You ready for this?
Oh, God,
Three questions. You can answer. You just answer them. Here we go. All right. Haggis is a food made up of heart, liver, and stomach. From which animal, Rob Collins? Haggis, the Scottish food.
I'm going to say...
Which animal?
Scotland. What animal? What animal? It's definitely not a kangaroo. It's not a marsupial of any kind. Yeah. I would say...
Just a process of elimination, Rob. I think that's the way to attack this.
Go through every animal. Oh, close. Cow. It was a sheep.
Oh, okay.
Well, oh, man.
Well, that proves you are a true fake celebrity chef.
Yes, because... Okay, one more.
Well, best of three.
Yeah, we'll do three. Okay. Henkels, Messermeister, and Global are brands of what?
Knife.
Yes!
Oh!
Oh, wow, that was a very excited sound effect. I thought you might know that because you had to do 6 hours of knife training for your role, didn't you?
I did, and I had Global Knives. There you go.
Oh, that was a good one. Well, I put that one in there for you. Let's see if you get this one. Final one. You've already nailed it, but let's go for the hat trick. Okay.
Right.
Tiramisu is a dessert featuring ladyfinger biscuits, mascarpone cheese, and what main liquid?
Cream.
Oh. Stop. Okay, wild card, go. Flavor. Think flavor.
Flavor. Is it? It's a liqueur of some kind. Kind of more like
a Papa Joe. What you'd have in the morning?
Coffee, Robert Collins. Coffee.
How? I've drunk three of those things this morning. How could I miss that?
That, but you gave it a real red hot crack. You're still past the game. We're going to let you continue to be celebrity chef on TV, Jack Winters. Rob Collins, thank you so much for your time. It was an absolute delight.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show, and thanks, Townsville.